Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 3 o'clock. Great, great off-air conversation with Jeremy Otto. So we've lost Rico for a minute. You going to be okay?
I am. I'm good now.
All right.
I had to get some of that lemonade.
There you go. So if you want to hear a conversation about Scott Harris, the Free Press, Tigers, Odyssey.com Rewind. We did 4 hours of Lions yesterday. We will mention it a little later today. Unbelievable victory, truly. And if you want that, Odyssey.com Rewind goes back 24 hours. It's one of the most impressive regular season wins that I've ever seen from any NFL team. It was truly awesome. But we have a lot of other stuff to cover. And I have to bring this up because nothing in this world upsets me more than what I call coaching malpractice. I'm just a big believer that beyond wins and losses, your job is never be the story for hurting your team, ever. Can we have a conversation about Sharon Moore? Can we do that for a moment? So I thought they played a very credible football game, and let the record show I was the only one Friday who felt they would play a credible game. But Sharon Moore, he did something like he channeled his inner Jim Caldwell. At the end of that game with about a minute and a half to go and having three timeouts, Indiana gets a first down. Called the timeout. Tick, 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 tick. Gary Danielson is having a meltdown on the air. I mean, he was just like zappity-doo-dah. I don't know what's going on here. You got to call the 28 or 29 seconds goes off the clock before Sharon calls a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
After the game, his answer was, in a word, na-na-poo-poo. We were having conversations about play calling. No, Sharon, I didn't ask you why didn't you answer my phone call during the game. You know, I was a little busy.
Right.
You were having conversations about play calling? Here's an idea. Timeout, conversations. Not conversations, timeout. Okay, now I am saying, if I were a Michigan fan, that's the red flags with Sharon are just about everywhere. I think there's been a complete mishandling of the quarterback situation, both in the offseason and in season. However you've ended up with Kirk Campbell as your offensive coordinator, all the way to some challenges that resemble Kenny at the bar, hammered. It's a fumble. Wait, what? When the announcers are making fun of your challenges, you know it's bad.
Right.
Into Caldwell time management malpractice. So, Rico, may we ask the question?
Yes.
Michigan fans, what do you want to do with this guy? And that's before three dirty letters that are 9 days away, potentially, N-O-A. What do you want to do with this guy? Because I'll tell you, what the hell, man?
I'm watching the game Saturday. Not a Michigan fan. I know.
I've
breaking
heard
news.
That.
And I was shocked because I was one. I thought it was going to be orbital ramming speed when it was 17-3. I'm like, yep, this thing is just going to go off the rails. And then Michigan came back. And then Indiana's panicking. And Michigan seemed like to be the better team at the end. And Indiana kicks the field goal. I'm like, okay, you're still within a score. They didn't score a touchdown. You didn't give yourself a chance to win the game. You let 28 seconds tick off the clock before you finally realize, oh, wait, timeouts. Use one. Come on, man. You have to be better than that. It was a one-score game. If they were down by 10 points, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I'm not a Michigan fan. I'm at the TV yelling, Sharon, call the timeout. Call it. No. Are you just going to consider? I mean, it almost felt like the Bucks last year against the Lions when the coach just said, well, we're not going to even try. We'll just go ahead and let the clock run out. We'll just take this L.
Michigan fans were upset with Sharon Moore 6 weeks ago. And since, you know, they got flatlined by Oregon, you lose to Indiana. Look, I would like to know where you're at with your coach. What's your belief in this guy? And I'd love to bring up Michigan State, but that's just not going to really draw much of a response because we have a dead program right now.
But see, I think it's different from Michigan State. I think Michigan is too big of a brand to have a coach learning on the job. Michigan is a brand name. It's Blue Magic.
Mm.
When you go to Michigan, you're already established. Now, you may have to establish a different culture. You may have to establish a different system, but it's a system that you've run before. Moore is literally, I mean, it's almost like the water boy. I just see him with a book saying coaching for dummies. Like, well, why did you make that move? Well, it was in the book. Like, it's too big of a brand to have somebody this new, and he looks unprepared. Let's just call it what it is.
So my question is, what do you do? I mean, if you're a Michigan fan, and it depends how invested you are, but I mean, who's your quarterback? And who's your quarterback next year? They lost the only one they had, and it doesn't look like Bryce Underwood's going to go there. It seems like he's going to LSU. All right, you're going to go to the portal? Oh, okay. Very risky. I mean, obviously, if you spend $3 million bucks and go get Cam Ward 2.0, respect. But go look at the portal. Go look at the amount of quarterbacks. There were 67 of them in the portal last year. Not everyone walked away a happy buyer. A vast majority didn't. So my question is, what's your faith in Sharon Moore moving forward? I mean, David, your head is down like your Nona died. You're the Michigan fan. I'd like to hear from you.
Well, here's why. Because we use the F word on this show.
Fair. Fair?
Oh. And I've tried to be fair. And Mike, Rico, you brought it up. Yes, 6 weeks ago, there were inklings from Michigan fans saying, oh, he has to go. He has to go. And I was trying to be fair. You know, whatever. Let him have his time. Give him a chance. First year head coach. But every step of the way, he's shown more and more that he doesn't know how to do the job. That is a simple mistake. You cannot make that mistake. That's something that you say, oh, I'm never going to do that. I have three timeouts. You call one. You have a chance to get the ball. You call one. That's an easy coaching decision. This, we were trying to decide on the play call. And what is that? That doesn't, I don't get that. And every week he's on the morning show and they've asked him about play calling and Kirk Campbell. And his answer every week is, well, I'm not ready to address that yet. I'm not ready to deal with that yet. Well, when are you going to deal with it? You're the head coach. Yeah. You are the head coach. Deal with it. Either tell us I'm just fine with Kirk Campbell being our play caller, or, you know, we're going to look at some things. We're going to tweak some things. But don't give me, I'm not ready to deal with that yet. That's not acceptable to me as a fan. That's unacceptable for the Michigan program. I'm trying to be fair, and I think right now where I'm at, move on.
Just move on.
I think I'm ready.
248-539-9797. David, so you're saying just at the end of this season, just be done. And I normally am you got to give a guy a try. And maybe it's because I got too much respect for your school. Michigan is not a school where you, like, go to Eastern. Go to someplace else. You go to Bowling Green as a first-year coach and you make your mistakes. You're not allowed to do that at Michigan because everybody wants you. You're the circle game on everybody's schedule. Oh, we're playing Michigan. Oh, we got to get up for this game. You can't walk in there saying, hesitating on your play calling. A challenge. It was an incomplete pass. Everybody saw it was an incomplete pass. I'm going to challenge you. Why? Okay, hold on. Let me review it. It's an incomplete pass, Dill, and thank you for that timeout. He doesn't appear to be ready for this position. I'm not mad at you, David. I just didn't know if Michigan fans are willing to give him another year. I'm not blaming him for the fact that you got to beat Northwestern to be bowl eligible, because I think that the previous coach really put him in a bad spot. But I am questioning the fact of why didn't you go out? Well, actually, take that back. I know why you didn't go out to try to hire a real coach, because of the cloud over your head. So never mind. Strike that from the record.
Rico would like a do-over.
You know, sometimes you just get to talking, and then that's why.
I almost slipped up and slandered Michigan State, but I'm avoiding it because I don't want to confuse the audience.
But see, like I said, but I think it's at least you, especially you, you watched him at another school. Now, it may not work.
I know. I just,
Rico. But you don't get to just, Ohio State can't hire somebody.
When you see a University of South Florida logo ahead of Michigan State in recruiting rankings, none of what I like about you matters.
Understand.
I just going to stay on task. Let's
stay focused.
But you have a point there, Mike, because that's how I am with Sherrone Moore. And I'm just going to put it out there. As a black man, I want to support him. And that's why I was being fair, because at Michigan, I seen it at Texas, where they let the black man have the job, and then they immediately went after him on the first mistake. So I tried to be fair on that.
Time out. The man was wearing a mock turtleneck in Texas. You got to fire him. That's psycho behavior.
It's 95 degrees.
David, trust me, he ended up shooting himself in the foot for doing something totally different. But after Tucker lost to Rutgers the first game, there was a lot of people already saying, oh, we hired the
wrong guy. And I was trying to be fair with him, too. I was trying to support. But it's just, at some point, you got to realize, maybe this person can't do the job.
I got nothing.
Kenny's getting yelled at, apparently. All right, 248-539-9797. But it was really the malpractice of the weekend on a coaching level. And want to know where Michigan fans are at with it.
I mean, it just, I don't know what to say, because I was the person who went, guys, you're crazy wanting to get rid of this guy 4 or 5 games into his career. But in the last 3 weeks, I mean, the challenges that are just like drunk guy at a bar, the quarterback shuffle, and now really just malfeasance on the sideline with timeout usage.
Right, and you're also benching your best running back because he didn't practice hard in practice, Khalil Mullings.
Or it was a faux suspension.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I'm not allowed to say that because I went to school somewhere else.
So. Yeah, that's true.
I'll just be a good little boy and just sit here.
Yeah.
Go How blue. About this?
Okay.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, ticket text, and then we got a drove of Michigan fans that want to talk, and I'm asking the question, what do you want to do with your guy? I mean, Rico's right. You can't treat U of M football like an internship, and it Sherrone looks like it. The mistakes, the ridiculous burning of timeouts, then not using them when you need to. He mishandled the quarterback thing. I think it's pretty clear. So, all right, what do you want to do?
because I'm only going to sit here and have you guys call in every Tuesday or Wednesday when we get to U of M football, yell and scream about Sharone until I'm going to ask you the question of all questions, which is like, guys, are you serious? Like, what do you think they're going to do? And second of all, I don't know how to get rid of him before the notice of allegations comes out. I have to see what, if anything, is in there. Do I believe the NCAA is worth a damn? No. But, I mean, this situation could be very complicated depending on what's in there. And depending what's in there, it could help or hurt your job pool. Think about it. So I don't know. Hey, it's your program. I hope you give the guy an extension because so far I don't see a whole lot. I got my own problems, namely the fact Cincinnati's out-recruiting my school. David.
I think Sharone needs to go. He is in over his head. Someone else says, I want him gone. I was on board with the hire, but it's clear it's too big for him. This past game was my first time calling for his job. I tried to support him and give him grace, but the NAIA game showed me he's not ready for this job.
The problem I would see is if we're trying to, and I know, Rico, this is a fool's errand in today's college football, but if we're trying to project next year, how is Michigan any better?
Well, that's just it.
They lose their best. I mean, obviously, Will Johnson, gone. Loveland, gone. Grant, Graham, gone and gone. Dono, who cares? He stinks. The point is, okay, you go, well, they'll just go to the portal. Will they? Now, even if they do, are you going to be Miami or Oregon? Are you going to spend $20 million? Plus, what about the admission standards? Like, so I'm asking, what exactly is the way out?
I think you're missing the biggest thing is, who's your quarterback next year? Because
you will have to spend $2 million to get one that people would be excited about.
Because you have a quarterback that hasn't played yet that I guess if you make a bowl game, which you should beat Northwestern, he gets all 15 practices. He gets practice. He plays the bowl game. That's what I find out what I have.
Oh, okay. Yes, you're right, because of the redshirt rule. So yes. What is it, Jaden Davis?
Yeah, Jaden Davis can play now. You get four games, plus you get the bowl game because everybody opts out. So, yes.
Why don't they put him out there against Northwest? They got to make a bowl.
They have to.
Okay. They hate to see it. 248-539-9797. My team's. Don't even get me started. Tell you what, if you want to talk about Michigan State, I'll give you a full monologue on them, but you got to call in to get it. Don't even get me started on my football program. Let's go to the people, shall we?
Yeah.
Dave is going to bat lead off in the 3 o'clock. Dave, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
Good. What's on your mind?
All right, Mike, listen. Just give me 1 minute. He's got one more year if he hires two new coordinators. That's it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm good. But watching him and what he's doing, I wouldn't make these mistakes on PlayStation 5. I wouldn't do it. He blocked Bob Costa, I believe, for saying something on Twitter. Like, instead of watching what people are doing on Twitter, why don't you fix your football team?
Did you just combine Jim Costa and Bob Costas into one person?
Did I?
No, Dave, I love it. He's now Bob Costa. I love it. It's perfect.
That's funny.
No, it's great. No, Dave, listen, and I know, you know, Jim talked to him about that. I don't know. Look, bottom line, it sounds like the guy blocked everybody. Dave, I think you're right about the coordinator thing, but you got to remember this. No coordinator worth their salt is going to attach themselves to what they view as a sinking ship. So you got to be very careful about, okay, well, here's the ultimatum. Because the problem is going to be, Dave, I don't know anybody worth their salt is going to attach their wagon to Sharone. Especially, and again, I don't know what's going to happen. But once the NOA is out, then it's like, all right, I'll have a clearer mind about this. But if there's really, look, if the NCAA is straight up trying to drop the bomb on you, I mean, it's not about what should happen. What should happen is they should have burnt you to the ground. What will happen? I'm skeptical because I think the NCAA is a pile of vomit. My point is, I'd be very careful about this whole, well, fire everybody. Who are you getting? I mean, think about it. You couldn't get anybody last year. Who'd you get? You got an unemployed, angry old man from the NFL, and you got a guy who had 1 year of calling plays at Old Dominion. All right, you want to whack those two? Who are we getting? No offense, you're not going to call Georgia and get Glenn Schumann to run your defense. You know, you're not going to go down to Texas A&M and go get Colin Klein for Mike Elko. Right. Who are you going to go get? So I think they're in a tricky spot. Let's go. I'm sorry. Go ahead,
no,
please.
No. I was going to say, that's just it. You got to find out what the allegations are going to be. What does the NCAA say? Because I think that's how you ended up with Sharon Moore right now, because he was the only person who was willing to take the risk, because we don't know what's in there about him. So you know what? It's kind of like, yes, the night's ending and you're the last two at the bar. So I guess we're going home.
You could
together.
Ride it out. You could sell me that maybe there's going to be a total ideological shift in how Michigan does business, and that if you're ready to open the checkbook, not for Bryce Underwood, but if you're ready to open that checkbook for legitimate college transfers, and I don't have to hear about your lies about your admission standards, no one cares. We all have the same clearinghouse. Okay. The only ones that are different are like Army, Navy, and Air Force. The point I'm making is, if you're willing to change, I have to give them another year. But if you're not willing to change, well, how does next year look any better? That's a scary thought. And before you laugh, I will just tell you, it's great to have a young, exciting quarterback who's inexperienced. Cutscene, Aiden Childs. You will have growing pains. You don't have wide receivers. You do not have tight ends. You're losing every player anyone cares about. So it's a very tricky spot. But I would be lying to my audience if I said, okay, I am now getting to a point where fans were 5 weeks ago, where I look at it and I go, man, there are some red flags here. You can't mismanage games this way. You can't.
Yeah.
And that's before we get to the idea, why is he not running the offense? With the way that offense looks, why didn't he just strip Campbell to play calling?
I can take a step back further. Why didn't you actually have a plan for quarterback going into the season?
Well, we were winning too many games. We didn't have time.
From the propagandists, that's what you'll hear. All right, 248-539-9797. Guys, sit tight. We'll get right to the phones with you guys. A little football today coming up in a bit. 97.1. I'll get right to the people. If you're looking for our conversation about Scott Harris's interview, Free Press, Evan Petzold wrote a really nice piece, credit. Odyssey.com Rewind. And if you want to rewind the yesterday, we've got yesterday's entire show up there. It was 4 hours of Lions, and rightfully so. Incredible performance against the Texans. And we'll touch table on them a little bit later. Dan Campbell had something interesting to say. Right now, ask Michigan fans what you want to do. Like, I don't have a strong opinion because, A, I've been honest about it. If everything but the hospital disappeared for that school, I'd be good with it. I hate you. And your struggles are all I have because my team blows. But I'm not ready to do anything because I need to see what's in the notice of allegations, which is due in about 9 days. And I need to see how your year wraps up. But I would be lying to you and just, you know, oblivious if I didn't acknowledge, yes, there are red flags here with Sharon Moore. And to Rico's point, like, Michigan football is not an internship. And this looks like a guy where this looks a little big for the moment. And I want to know where you're at. Because fans all year, there has been this weird drumbeat of people wanting Sharon Moore gone. And it's been irrational to me. But I'm understanding more of it the more that's happening in real time. The timeout, Dinder Mifflin at Indiana, unbelievably horrific challenges that are costing you timeouts. It's all of it. It's everything. And the fact that you're going to need to win your last two games to make a bowl. Think that over.
Well, you got to at least win one. You got to beat Northwestern.
Oh, yes. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I apologize. Do what you want with it, and we'll go to the people. A lot of people have something to say about it. I'm here for it. Bernard, 97.1. Bernard, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
How are you, sir?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm trying to stay calm, you know, and deliver this message. Sharon Moore has to go. I've been a Michigan fan, avid, for multiple years. This is the worst I've seen. Rich Rod, Rodriguez. You know, there comes a time in a Michigan season, and we've all seen them. We don't always have the best teams. We don't always have the powerhouse team. We don't always have the team that's going to play for the Natty. But there comes a time in a season, and I've seen it even with Lloyd Carr, with Tom Brady, where you got to win a game. That Indiana game was a game that Sherrone Moore had to win, and he couldn't get it done. In fact, it was his to lose. And he couldn't get it done. And that damn two-point conversion was the worst freaking play I ever seen in my life.
So what you're ready to be done.
You got to be done with him. You know, cross him out, X him out, and be done with it. I get the African American thing. I'm an African American, and I've had some African American friends say, "Oh no, you know, give him a chance." No, this is football. This is not Michigan football. He did not come and lay the base. He came weak with no quarterback.
But Bernard, and listen. Hey, man, I treat my own program the way you treat yours. I'm passionate about it, or used to be, and it's like, but don't you think the man was set up to fail a little bit here now? I mean, Jim Harbaugh gutted you. The scandal, all at Harbaugh's behest. I don't care what anybody says. That's how I feel, because I use common sense. You couldn't hire any coordinators worth a damn. I don't know. I mean, Bernard, the guy's in the middle of his first year. It's like, geez. He did take over a mess.
Absolutely. Again, I'm going to try to stay calm. Absolutely. But you have to establish a foundation, a strong foundation. It starts with the quarterback situation. If you don't have a quarterback, and I said this before the season started to my wife, who's a football avid, by the way, she's a MSU alumni, so you know I'm getting it every day. But you have to establish it. Bo Schembechler did it with two quarterbacks, Michael Kennedy and Demetrius Brown. If you don't have one that can do it, you got to work both of them until you can work something out.
Well, that part I agree with. They didn't have a plan. Bernard, they've mishandled the QB thing all year long. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
And even the fact that Davis Warren is back and the way Orgy started, and you're like, hold on, how did you not have specific packages built in for this where it has been done? And I'm not saying you need to be 2007 Florida with Chris Leak throwing and Tim Tebow running. You don't have that. But it's been done. And you see colleges do it often. So I just, that part I get. But Rico, when you're listening to these fans, I'm going, wait a second. You want to fire a guy in year one?
Yeah. Because Mike... It's Michigan. I'm not trying to be funny, but it's a brand. It's
okay.
Michigan.
So let me tell you what Michigan is the last 25 years. I hate to break this to you. This is going to be heartbreaking for you because I know secretly you're a big Go Blue guy. Outside of their 3 years of rampant cheating, they're basically a 3-4 loss program a year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Michigan is. You're 8-4, 9-3. You had a decade of darkness. Even before that, go to it. Go to Lloyd towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm making a point. The idea that Michigan is the last 3 years, no, you cheated. It's the outlier. You haven't had a 3-year run like that since 1901, 2, and 3. And you beat the Michigan School for the Deaf and a collection of cooks who are on their lunch break.
No, but I think it's you're correct. It's the brand, though. It's certain schools. You can't go to Tennessee and have no head coaching experience. You can't go to Florida. You can't go to, heck, Oklahoma State with no head coaching experience. You have to at least run a program, a system somewhere, and he has not done that.
248-539-9797. We have a VIP in our midst. I'd like to welcome the number one fan of your playoff-bound Notre Dame Fighting Irish, Rob in Brighton, joins us. Rob, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Mike. I hope you and Rico are doing well. I don't understand these people, and I'm as you guys know, I can't stand that school in Ann Arbor. But there's a very strong comparison that you can make to Marcus Freeman in the fact that they're obviously both two very young black men. These are both their first head coaching positions. They're both at institutions that are top 10 brands in college football. I don't know how Michigan fans can say to just get rid of him now. Because in like defense of Marcus Freeman, I didn't really have an opinion, but I'm glad they kept him through. Like, this is his third season now.
Mm-hmm.
I think Michigan fans need to be patient. I think he needs to clean house. I think that he needs to go get a quarterback. You know, Marcus Freeman brought in Sam Hartman, Riley Leonard to just, you know, stable the masses, right? And he's added in recruiting with C.J. Carr and Kenny Minchie, and they have depth at that position. But you look at Michigan, he needs to go get a quarterback. He needs to go get some coordinators. You know, LaMarcus went out and got Mike Denbrock from LSU. I just think Sharon Moore needs to go out and get a staff and go out and get a quarterback.
Yeah, and Rob, then, I've been Michigan surprised by it. I've been surprised by it all year. And I mean, I'm just listening. I'm not the one saying do it. I'm saying, are there red flags? Yeah. Is it bizarre? But like, Rob, it has been something spectacular here. How quick Michigan fans are ready to turn on one of their own. And I can't figure it out.
Yeah, no, and somebody that's been there, you know, through all of the crap that he went through last year with Harbaugh, you know, being suspended for six games and him stepping in, and he obviously, you know, stepped into a puddle of mud with, you know, this, you know, the NOA that's going to come out, and Lord knows how much he's involved. But
Rob, wait a minute. See, you just said it. See, I've said, let me see what's in that, and this might be a totally different conversation. Obviously, if Sharon's involved, here's the canon. I need you to jump into that and goodbye. But if he's not, I don't see how you don't show a little patience here.
But if not, Rob, you brought up a great example. I mean, if Marcus Freeman, did not have head coaching experience. They went out and they got him. I don't know.
Situation, though, too, Rico, with the fact that Brian Kelly just up and left to LSU, and I can't remember how it went down with Harbaugh. But it's kind of the same thing about how they just Marcus was there as the defensive coordinator, and he was just kind of the heir to the throne there. Kind of similar with Sharon, how he was just there at the right time,
right place, right time. Yeah,
remember Marcus Freeman was a big name, a superstar, rising future coach when Brian Kelly, to his credit, sniped him and brought him in. So it felt more like a natural transition. There was no world Sharon Moore was going to be a head coach this year if Harbaugh didn't leave. It's a little different.
No. Well, then there was no world that Marcus Freeman was going to be the head coach if Brian Kelly stayed.
Not at Notre Dame, right. Now, Rob, before I let you go, yeah. I just got to ask as an advance preview, okay? And I know I'll hear from you before this. I just need to know scale of 1 to 10, level of concern when my boys from West Point arrive on your schedule. Is it a 0? Is it a 1? Can I get any respect for my guys or no?
Of course, yeah. But like that's it. Like I want to say it's a Yankee Stadium, isn't it?
I believe so. I believe it's one of those neutral site Notre Dame, specials.
Yeah. So that's why it's kind of at like a neutral field. Yeah. Like their defense is obviously very, I think they're the number one scoring defense in the country. Notre Dame is number 3. So I'm really worried about their defense, but our defense is pretty darn good, too.
They're
so,
awesome.
I mean, I would say worry factor 5, kind of half and half.
All right, that's all I need. Rob, that's all I need. I just want to make sure we weren't going to be slandering the Black Knights of the Hudson here and my man Bryson Daly. I want to see a good, clean football game, all right?
When I pick the Army team,
you're a communist.
It's just like, you know what?
Yeah. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of the phone calls coming up. All right, I got a feeling I'm going to end up talking to Rico this segment. We'll see what happens here. Hit the music. All right, I can't keep it straight. Are we talking about the Big Ten, national? What are we doing here?
Well, no, it's national
now. If you ask me to say something nice about BYU, I'm leaving. Now let's do this like adults.
Okay, see you.
I can't stand them.
Okay. All right, week number 2 for the college football playoff is going to come out tonight.
Can't wait.
But I'm giving you mine right now.
Okay.
Honorable mention at 14, I'm going with Colorado. Colorado may end up winning the round robin that is the Big 12. They're playing the best football.
It's a horrific conference.
It is.
No, that's fine. Put them in. They're interesting. Like, I don't have to like Deion to say that he's interesting. Yeah. I love Shador, but they're not good. The Big 12 is not good. In fact, the Big 12 is a joke. Go look at it. Watch it. Do what I do. It's an awful football conference. But, hey, let's give one of those teams a bye. Nice playoff, Rico.
I think they'll tweak it. Next year, you won't see the automatic bye. At 13, boy, it's a gigantic fall from grace. Kenny, got your Georgia Bulldogs.
Bring Kenny in to talk about this. And do it in a professional manner now. Kenny, what are we doing with your Georgia Bulldogs?
We're beginning to panic. I to be honest, I got nothing. I can't believe what I saw on Saturday. I just couldn't believe what I was watching. Every phase of the game that could have gone wrong went wrong.
All right, here's how I see it playing out. You guys can both laugh at me. Go ahead. I'm sure you'll keep your little bitch-made receipts.
Wow.
I think Georgia will drop a bomb on Tennessee this weekend and reinstill Kenny's faith. I think they will make the playoff. But I don't, obviously, they are not the Georgia we're used to. They got, but I you know I picked Ole Miss, and I wasn't being a penis to you. I never expected what I saw. That they bodied Georgia.
Right. As of right now, no, I don't have them in there. And
you
I
think Tennessee beats them?
No, I'm saying in the playoffs right now.
They got to earn their way back in your world.
And if tonight, if they were honest, they wouldn't be in the top 12.
But they're not honest. They're scumbag executives.
If they don't put that bomb on Tennessee, by the way, I mean, just cancel Christmas.
What watching. You're saying, Ward Manuel is not an honest man?
No!
That's a shock. All right, at number 12, I'd like to welcome Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss sitting in at number 12.
Got to win out. They could be a team that vaporizes with another loss, but their back is against the wall. They responded, and they look good. And guess what? They did it without Trey Harris, and they did it without their starting running back. And my mind is mush because I'm forgetting his name. That was an unbelievable performance. Now the hardest part, back it up.
Yeah.
Come down off the emotional high. Be adults.
At number 11, kind of like Georgia, had a horrible day. The University of Miami.
Okay, so here's how I think this will play. These are your rankings.
Mm-hmm.
With Miami's loss, that's a one-bid league. I mean, right now, do you realize you could have SMU as a bye team? It could be SMU-Miami in that championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Miami loses, they're out.
Right.
Miami beats SMU, they're out. It's a one-bid league. Miami's problem, they've been flying close to the sun for a month.
And that's why.
And defensively, they're not good. So they're fun. You know what they are? They're a rich man's Colorado.
I like that.
Highly flawed, highly entertaining.
Yeah, always have to come back. And then, okay, Cam Ward couldn't do it. He fumbled this time. At number 10, Boise State.
Ugh. All right, here, loser alert. Because the LSU game was pretty bad, I watched more of Nevada-Boise State than I care to admit.
I said a loser alert. There's nothing wrong with watching Boise State.
Thank you for building me up. Rico, I wish we could have a poverty playoff play-in, a PPP, where it would be Boise versus Army, and we just settle this, and the winner gets to play. A poverty play-in game. I have major doubts about Boise. And it does start at the quarterback position with Madsen or whatever his name is. He's a rat. He looks like Purdy's younger brother. They're not performing.
Purdy just take a stray.
He had a nice game this week. Okay.
All right. Sticking with that mindset, Mike.
Yeah.
At number 9 is BYU. An old man strength. Shout out.
They're fake in every way. Go look at their metrics. Go look at who they are. Go look at how they play. It's a joke. They're defying all reality. And look, people can say, well, it was defensive holding. Look at this angle of this video. It was 4th and 10 on their own 1.
Okay. All fairness, somebody called the pregame show sounding like that. I thought it was you.
Thanksgiving. They should have lost to Utah just like they should have lost to Oklahoma State. I don't think they're very good. And guess what? 9-0 BYU is only a 3-point favorite against 3-6 Kansas this week. The power rankings in the marketplace is telling you what they think. I would much rather see Colorado in than these fake old men with 3 kids and a mortgage at BYU. Get out.
And number 8, we have Notre Dame.
Balanced and boring.
They just keep winning. Yeah, they're going to stay under the radar.
And they're boring. Yeah. Good defense, good running game, snooze fest. But my God, did Florida State sleep with their sister? 52-3.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I expected them to win, but dear God.
But you know what?
I enjoy watching Florida State lose that bad. I can't stand Notre Dame, but that was fun.
If Florida State's not going to put up a fight, that's not Notre Dame's fault. Okay, guys, we practice all week for you. Don't know what you did for us. I don't know. At number 7, Alabama.
Two words. Milroe, healthy. What did we talk about? I said to you for a month, I go, this kid, something's wrong. including that Tennessee game where he was running like Kenny after seven drinks. Mm-hmm. I go, something's not right here. He came off of that bye week and he looked like he looked like Milrow jumping off your screen, electric.
Bro, he had SEC speed. I mean, when he turned the corner for that 75-yard touchdown, it's like, yep. And gone.
Speed and speed. Like, yeah, that wow. was.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're LSU, that's back-to-back years this man has done this to you. Blake Baker, what would you say you do here?
Yeah.
Can't look that way.
When they line up in that formation, you know what they're about to run.
And it doesn't matter.
Just sell out. At number six, still undefeated, but did not look good doing it, Indiana.
I think they're completely fake. And I stand by it. I don't care if people get upset. Is it a fun story? Yes. Can I root for them? Yes. Do I love Cignetti as a beautiful psychopath? Yes. But guys, what you saw Saturday is what happens when you have a strength of schedule that's ranked 109th in America. Yeah. Michigan might not be great, but that shows you Indiana's played no one.
Right.
And the minute they felt pressure, they had that tight booty hole syndrome.
I wonder.
They were puckering hard.
Well, see, I wonder, will Cignetti be able to use that? Say, hey, guys, when you play Ohio State, it's not going to be easy. You can't just choke the way you did. Like the wide receiver, I forgot, Savant dropping two.
Savant, yeah.
Yeah.
And again, just like we had the poverty play-in game, I'd love to have the fraud play-in game, the FPG. Colorado or BYU versus Indiana for the right to go to the playoff.
At number five, we have Tennessee. Big game this weekend.
Enjoy your spot. Georgia will fix that this week.
At number four, speaking of the fraud alert, put Indiana with Penn State at number four, Penn State.
This is, by the way, Rico is basically proving my point, even though he doesn't realize he's proving my point. This sport is ass. I mean, listen to these teams that are up here. Who the hell's any good? Put Penn State and Tennessee on a field. Do you have a good team?
Yeah, but I think it's one of those styles makes the fight.
Oh!
Who gets to play at home? We'll see.
Listen, this is like watching two turtles fight.
What's your alternative?
Honestly?
You want to go back to last year with just four teams?
No, I have my alternative. I stopped caring. Go ahead.
At number three, Texas.
I mean, Ewers was really good. They played a dead Florida team, did what they were supposed to do. I think, do you believe that was a little bit of a beauty contest?
Yeah.
Like you're positioning for some seeding and mm-hmm. doing some stuff.
You want that number two seed tonight.
I don't know. Yeah, just one of those deals. Yeah. So they did what they needed to do.
Because speaking of beauty contest, Ohio State made sure that Purdue didn't score anything. The Buckeyes are in at number two, mm-hmm. winning 45-0. Not that Purdue was going to put up a fight, but when you get the goose egg, that's impressive.
Ryan Walters, hope you had fun in West Lafayette. For sale sign. Make it happen.
And then number one is Oregon. Looking like the most complete team.
So yeah, far. But guess what? I want to give credit to your guys, and it's also a problem I have with Oregon. For most of that game, Maryland outplayed them. They're moving the ball up and down the field. I like turtles.
You know what the thing about Oregon is? Oregon doesn't seem like they're focused to just go out there and destroy a team. They're out there just like, we'll do just enough to win, and we'll move on to next week.
They are the best team. I think they're vulnerable. They're not what they're built to be on paper. So I think they're vulnerable. I do.
All right. It's your college football playoff blitz, 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.